as you enter the final room of the dungeon.
Oh, here we go.
You hear an enormous roar as a dragon rears up out of the floor.
What color is the dragon?
Black.
Black. Okay. That's not good. That means it's pretty angry. Okay. I'm going to get the magician, the wizard, and I'm going to make him turn us. I'm going to try to use the invisibility spell so it can't see us.
Ooh. That works for 15 feet around the wizard.
Okay.
So roll for that.
All right. Come on. We need this to work. 20. Yes.
Great.
Come
on. You turn invisible. The dragon cannot see you.
Okay. So while it's invisible, we need to sort of plan. Do we want to fight this thing or maybe come back later? I know you're hurt, so maybe we need to go and get some healing for you. What else can we see in the room?
You can see a pile of treasure against the far wall away from you,
mm-hmm.
and you can see torches set into the walls around you.
Okay, sure.
And there's what looks like a door in the top of the room where the dragon could fly out of it.
Door in the top. Maybe if we open that door, it might just leave by itself. Okay, I'm going to send the thief, because he's really sneaky. We'll kind of all walk together in the invisible area
right.
to the wall, and then we'll get the thief to climb up and try and open that big door.
Okay.
Again, that was just another example of things we can play with D&D. In that case, we decided that fighting the big dragon would probably get us all killed. So we used some magic and we tried to use our imagination to come up with a better way to fight this big monster.
Right. Coming up with a solution that doesn't involve trying to fight it.
Exactly. Okay, so this is day two of our D&D article. We've kind of learned a bit about the basics of what D&D is, and we've just played a little right there for you. Today we're going to learn more about the game in part two of the article. Let's read through it.
Reading.
D&D. Swords and magic on the kitchen table.
D&D has gone in and out of fashion over the years. Some people worried that video games and the internet would replace tabletop games like D&D. In recent years, D&D has become popular again with a lot of people. In fact, technology has played a role in the rise of the D&D trend. Many people take advantage of the internet to play with others online, through either voice or video chat. Being so connected to others has made it easier to not only play with friends, but also share stories. Some even use their computers to add pictures or background music to their games. While it was once regarded as a game for nerds, a wide variety of people enjoy D&D. People are often attracted to the game because it can be used to tell many different kinds of stories. Watching or listening to other lively sessions of D&D adventures can be great fun too. Several popular podcasts, such as The Adventure Zone, feature people playing D&D and having fun and dramatic adventures. It's all part of the world of imagination that makes up Dungeons and Dragons.
Day 2 starts by saying, D&D has gone in and out of fashion over the years, and the phrase go or be out of fashion is today's shortcut for you. So let's listen to a dialogue that explains what it means and how we can use it.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, are you playing Pokemon Go?
No, I don't play that.
Why not? I love it. I caught a Pikachu yesterday.
I just don't like it. Besides, I think it's going out of fashion now.
Going out of fashion? But we're talking about game, not clothes.
That's true. But going out of fashion isn't only about clothes. It can be about anything that used to be popular, but isn't now. Clothes, books, songs, and so on.
Oh, so go out of fashion means 退出流行，落伍。
Right.
My mother always wears clothes that are out of fashion. She's stuck in the 1980s.
Hey, most fashions come back in style if you wait long enough.
So the phrase go or be out of fashion is used in this way. When we talk about something being popular, we can say it's in fashion.
Mm-hmm.
When something isn't popular, it's out of fashion. And if something goes in and out of fashion, we mean sometimes it's popular, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's popular, sometimes it's not.
Exactly. So we can explain a bit more here. Some people worried that video games and the internet would replace tabletop games like D&D. So here we see the verb replace. To replace means to stop using or having one thing and use something different for the same purpose instead. Now, this could mean you're improving, you're getting something better. It just could mean the old thing doesn't work anymore, so you're just replacing it, that kind of thing. For example, my old phone is really slow and its battery dies quickly, so I want to replace it. I want to get a new phone in place of my old one. So, tabletop games, what do we mean by that?
When we call something a tabletop game, like D&D, we just mean that it's usually played on a tabletop. So you can play on your kitchen table
mm-hmm.
or in your living room, but you need a table for the papers to be spread out on.
Yeah.
And if you have a map, then you put the map down on the table.
Sure, and the dice and your
exactly.
cup of tea and all the other necessary
right.
things.
Bag
snacks.
Of chips.
Yeah, you can't play D&D without some kind of snack and a cup of tea. Not mm-hmm. for me, anyway. Okay, so let's keep looking on at D&D and its popularity.
Right. The article tells us that in recent years, D&D has become popular again with a lot of people.
Yeah, now that's interesting. We did mention yesterday that these online role-playing games, because D&D is a role-playing game. You play,
right.
you are a role, you're playing a role,
mm-hmm.
And internet and doing all this online might replace it. But we see that, in fact, technology has played a role in the rise of the D&D trend. Now, to play a role in something means to be involved in some way, often as the cause or one of the causes. So technology didn't kill D&D, it actually helped the trend get more popular.
Right, and that word trend is a noun, and it means a fashion or the way something is going. In this case, the trend is that D&D has recently gotten more popular. An example might be, following a trend towards electric cars, companies have now built electric trucks and electric motorcycles. So this is expressing how, you know, electric vehicles, electric cars and bikes and trucks are becoming more popular.
Mm-hmm.
And so companies are building more of them.
Yeah, that's the trend, to have these things.
Right.
Okay, so let's look at how technology and the internet has actually helped. It's not taken players away. We see that many people take advantage of the internet to play with others online through either voice or video chat. So instead of people sitting on their own playing these games, they're getting together, they're using things like Google Chat or some other program, and they're just using that to play the game when they can get everybody together, even in different countries. Now there we saw the phrase take advantage of something, and this means to use the characteristics something has to your own benefit or advantage. Now it can be in a good way, for example, let's take advantage of the good weather to take a trip, or in a bad way. For example, Stan often takes advantage of his parents' generosity by borrowing money and never giving it back. But whether you're doing it in a good way or a bad way, you're just using this thing that's available to help you out and to use the good characteristics of something to benefit you.
Right. The article says, being so connected to others has made it easier to not only play with friends, but also share stories. And that word connected is an adjective that means things have something putting them together. In this case, the article is talking about connections between people, for example, using the internet. People are more connected than they used to be because it's easier now to talk to people all over the world, talking to people in faraway places. Maybe it used to be very hard,
mm-hmm.
but now it's easier than it used to be. People are more connected. An example might be, I live in a different country than my family, but we stay connected through the phone and the computer.
Sure, yeah, Skyping and messaging and so on. Now, I haven't actually tried playing D&D over the internet yet, have you?
You can do it. Mm-hmm. It's better if you have a video connection too.
Yeah, you need to, just to sort of feel like the person is there. The one thing, like, who does that person's dice rolling?
You can, if you trust the person,
sure,
let them roll their dice, mm-hmm, or use the computer.
Yeah, is there some kind of random number generator, I guess,
right,
they
there
can
are,
use?
There are dice websites where you can have the website roll the dice for you.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it does help, because often the difficulty of playing regular D&D is that people are busy, people have life schedules, so
right,
sometimes you don't have time to get everyone all together, because one game could last months and months or years.
Exactly.
And even so, you get together and tell like the next part of the story, but even playing that, we used to play for 6 hours, 8 hours, something
yep,
like that. There you go. Okay, so we also find a bit more about technology here. Some players even use their computers to add pictures or background music to their games. So pictures could show things like where they are, what the monster looks like, what the treasure looks like, a map of the area. Background music is pretty cool. So when we use the word background, we mean what's at the back of a picture or behind the thing we're supposed to be looking at. For example, actors in a play or a movie, the background is what's behind them. When we mean background music, we mean music that is playing kind of in the background. You're not sitting there listening to it, but it's there and it's sort of on and it's not too loud and you don't need to pay attention to it, but often you can change the mood. It could be scary background music to sort of make people feel a bit creeped out, or it could be exciting background music for a fight scene to get everybody feeling like, okay, we're in an action moment. Or it could be, you know, this is what you hear, and you could play like a clip from a movie to show the sound effect. There are lots of things you could do with that, and the internet makes it possible. Here's another example of background. The movie director uses background music to help develop the emotions of a scene.
And while it was once regarded as a game for nerds, a wide variety of people enjoy D&D. That phrase, be regarded as, means to be thought of as something. Means that people thought something about D&D, in this case, that it was a game for nerds. An example of how to use this might be, pineapple cake is regarded as the most famous Taiwanese dessert.
Yeah, it's one I've brought back to my family quite often. So,
definitely.
Yeah, D&D, a game for nerds. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. This may not be the case anymore. D&D has become more popular, and computer role-playing games have made kind of this sort of stuff more popular than it used to be. But traditionally, it was a game for nerds. And a nerd is a person who's not really socially popular. These nerds are often or usually intelligent. They're maybe academically gifted. They're good at math and good at science and stuff. But they're not very physically gifted. They're not good at sports. And nerds usually enjoy things like comic books, science fiction, fantasy, and things that are not always really popular with the mainstream. Now, in Taiwan, I think the word is dainan for these kind of people. And in Japan is otaku for the people who get really obsessed. Nerds tend to get very obsessed with the things that they like a lot. Here's another example. James is a comic book nerd. He collects comic books and goes to see all the comic book movies.
People are often attracted to the game because it can be used to tell many different kinds of stories.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about future stories, scary stories.
Exactly.
You could do, you know, you could be a game where you're dealing with, you know, big politics, or it could be a game where you're saving a small village from, you know, some monsters. It could
right,
be
exactly,
all sorts. And we also see that watching or listening to other lively sessions of D&D adventures can be great fun too. So this word lively means full of excitement, humor, noise, conversation, and activity. It's full of life. Lively can describe a person who's always doing things and getting involved in stuff. Lively can also describe a situation in which a lot of things are happening. Here's an example. The English teacher always makes his classes more lively by playing games and having other fun activities.
Right. It's good for classes to be lively. It helps keep the students interested.
Yeah. If they're not lively, then they'll kind of get bored. Their brains will switch off. So,
right.
Yeah, a lively session of D&D would be everybody's talking, lots of things are happening. You're not just sort of waiting and resting and not doing much. You're actually going and having the adventure. You're meeting people or monsters. You're fighting them. You're doing all kinds of stuff.
Right.
So what do we mean when we say like a session of D&D?
So a session is one block of time that you're playing in.
Okay.
So a session would be, you know, everyone goes over to someone's house,
mm-hmm.
you sit down, you play. A session of D&D, as we said, can last for 5, 6, 7 hours.
Sure.
And multiple sessions together are how you string the story along.
That's right. You don't just play one session and that's it, game over, we start
right.
again, completely different characters the next
right.
time. They all connect together in what in D&D is called a campaign.
Yep.
That's the word for these long stories that could last for months. Okay, so yeah, listening to D&D can be fun.
Yeah, and several popular podcasts, such as The Adventure Zone, feature people playing D&D and having fun and dramatic adventures.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've mentioned this podcast. I haven't
right.
listened to it yet, but more and more people are telling me about this particular podcast. But what is a podcast?
So a podcast is a piece of a sound recording that you can download to your computer or to your phone and listen to. It's like a radio show, but
mm-hmm.
that you download.
Okay. That's so, yeah, instead of just listening to it on the radio at that time, you just say, okay, I can listen to this anytime I like kind
right.
of thing. Cool. And on that podcast, it's just people playing D&D?
It is. It's people playing D&D, making jokes. They have this long and interesting campaign
mm-hmm.
that lasts for, I think, 70 episodes.
Wow.
And each episode is about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... It takes a long time to get through it.
Okay, so it's almost like reading a novel, but with lots of different actors and also people sort of making jokes. Because I'll be
exactly.
fair here, playing D&D is all about having fun with your friends. You know, the stupid ideas you come up with, you know, the silly things your characters do or the way they react. It's a lot of it is part of the fun. And we also said these adventures can be dramatic. Dramatic means kind of sudden and striking. There's lots of quick changes of situation and emotion, and there's lots of action. So a dramatic D&D session could be, you know, anything from you suddenly get arrested by the city guard, you have to break out of jail. During the breakout, the city that they're in is being attacked by an army of monsters that
right.
you have to help defeat. You know, it could lots of things, lots of, you know, you've got to make a lot of quick decisions. It's all sorts of things going on.
The article finishes by saying, that's all of this, all part of the world of imagination that makes up Dungeons & Dragons. Yesterday, we heard another use of the phrase make up.
Yeah, make up stories, make
right.
up games, make up ideas.
Right. This is a little different. This version of make up is to be part of. The different parts of something make up the whole thing. So in this case, it was saying all these different things about D&D make up this world of imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Another example sentence might be, many players working together make up a good team.
That's
thinking
right.
about a team for sports or
work team.
Right.
Yeah, everybody's got to work together and they will make up a really good team.
Right.
Okay, well, that brings us to the end of our article. So it's time for today's For You Chat question. So the question is, would you watch a TV show that was just people playing D&D?
I wonder about that, because I listen to the podcast
mm-hmm.
that's people playing D&D.
Yeah.
And I enjoy that. That's funny.
Sure.
But I don't know if a TV show would be the right way to tell that story.
Yeah, because, I mean, you could do it if you use different camera angles to show the faces, but... That would take away from it, kind of, wouldn't it? Because you'd see it's just a bunch of people in a kitchen or a living room, you know, in normal clothes, playing with and roll, you know, with all these dice and little figures and stuff. And it would sort of remove the imagination. Whereas if you listen to it, it's easier to imagine it because you haven't got any other visual things to kind of take you out of the moment.
Right.
Kind of thing. So, I mean, one reason I probably wouldn't watch it because it would just make me feel like, man, I really want to play. I don't want to watch people play. I want to play myself. So it would just kind of make me feel like jealous and disappointed that I don't get to play that much these days. So I'm not sure. But yeah, it's a good point about, yeah, and not sure if it would work as well as a TV thing.
Right. Also, I often listen to podcasts while I'm running or riding a bike.
Sure.
And that would make a TV show was more difficult to watch.
A little bit, yeah, unless you happen to have like an exercise bike or running machine in your living room as in front of your TV, which actually is not a bad way, you know, to sort of watch TV and stay healthy at the same time.
No, that works.
So there you go. Okay, well, that is the end of today's article, a two-day article about D&D. Hope you've enjoyed it, and I really hope you try it out for yourselves, because it is a lot of fun. It's worth giving it an explore and seeing if you like the game. The D&D is more enjoyed, I feel, by older people at the moment. I don't know if younger people are getting into it in the same way.
I don't know how older people you mean.
I would consider myself an older person in this case, you know. So I don't know if it's... But, like, I don't know if 13-year-olds are playing. Like, I played when I was 13.
Yeah, okay.
But there you
I don't
go.
Know.
So hopefully it will continue to be played and passed on. But we're out of time. Thanks for listening for English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Alex.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
D&D. Swords and magic on the kitchen table.
D&D has gone in and out of fashion over the years. Some people worried that video games and the internet would replace tabletop games like D&D. In recent years, D&D has become popular again with a lot of people. In fact, technology has played a role in the rise of the D&D trend. Many people take advantage of the internet to play with others online, through either voice or video chat. Being so connected to others has made it easier to not only play with friends, but also share stories. Some even use their computers to add pictures or background music to their games. While it was once regarded as a game for nerds, a wide variety of people enjoy D&D. People are often attracted to the game because it can be used to tell many different kinds of stories. Watching or listening to other lively sessions of D&D adventures can be great fun, too. Several popular podcasts, such as The Adventure Zone, feature people playing D&D and having fun and dramatic adventures. It's all part of the world of imagination that makes up Dungeons and Dragons.
Vocabulary Review.
Replace. Eddie replaced Frankie in the soccer game after Frankie got hurt. Trend. There is a recent trend of teenagers getting the majority of their news from social media. Connected. These three connected poles form the base of the tent. Background. The fancy restaurant uses candles and soft background music to create a special mood for guests. Nerd. Evan prefers learning about computer programs to playing with friends, so his sister rudely calls him a nerd. Lively. The lively party was a lot of fun. There was plenty of music and dancing.